Hey, I'm live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you late night cheese in the house. Sorry for my late arrival today. A lot going on, both job and in life. Don't want to leave you guys hanging. We're only 2 days away from kickoff, so got to talk some Packers. Lots going on this afternoon with Jay Sternberger being placed on injured reserve, Alan Lazard being brought up to the 53-man roster, and the Packers. And most notably, Matt LaFleur, sick and tired, always follows sick, of hearing questions about audibles in his office. How's everybody? Good to see everybody in the live chat. Good morning. Connor saying good morning from wherever he is. Brett, what's up? Yo, ready for some extra cheese? Josh, thanks for joining me. LaFleur lost his cool. David. Yeah, we were having some fun with that. Who was it? Reichel. Tweeted out that LaFleur lost his cool about the audible questions. And look, any sane human being who watched that video knows he didn't lose his cool. He was laughing about it. I mean, he, don't get me wrong, he is sick and tired of the question. There's no doubt about it. But we've seen guys lose their cool before, and that wasn't it. Sternberger's injury sucks. Really going to hurt his development? Eh, not necessarily. I mean, it'll hurt his development this year, but you know, ultimately, like we've talked about before, and those rookie tight ends very rarely make an impact, and this was always going to be a bit of a redshirt year for him. So, yeah, they still have the ability to bring him back and get him some game action as the year goes on, if they so choose. Crazy, the Packers game in 2 days. I know, right? Would McCarthy have ever done that? Personally, I love it and agree with BJ. Done what? What he did? What LaFleur did today? Yeah, I think so. I can't help you. James, yeah, we could have had Winston Moss, for God's sakes. Alan Lazard made it. Yes, William, as we just mentioned, Sternberger going on IR, Lazard was brought up. Graham, over under five TDs in the city. Buddy, I just did a hit with my buddy Nick Costas for radio.com, and I pegged him right at five. So give me a push on that. Nags, it'll be my baby's first ever Packers game on Thursday. Avery already bleeds green and yellow. That's what I'm talking about, Victor. Congratulations. Hope she enjoys it. I hope the Packers don't make her sick. Will Lazard see the field? Duke, I would doubt it. But we'll see. I don't know how many guys are going to keep up from the wide receiver group. I would suspect he and or Shepard will be inactive for the game. But we'll see. Never know. How will the loss of 21 Savage will affect our defense? I feel this is gigantic. Gustavo, I mean, what the hell with the Packers, right? They made a whole big deal announcement about Savage changing his jersey number to 21, and now he's changed it back to 26. I mean, you're not that funny, Packers. Let's see. Do you agree with Rodgers' comments about not playing in the preseason? Travis, I'm interested to find out. I will say it is the way of the league now, though. I mean, Jared Goff doesn't play in the preseason. Why should Aaron freaking Rodgers need to play, right? Goff went out and had a fantastic season last year, and he didn't play a lick in the preseason in 2018. So, you know, in the sense that we are conditioned, we have become used to a certain rhythm when it comes to preseason that has now been upended. And I think you're starting to see that kind of filter through not only football, but how football is covered. That really kind of came to a head. I think this was kind of a sea change, so to speak, this year, as far as most teams recognizing, look, we don't need to do this anymore. These guys are working since March, you know, the conditioned athletes who don't need a whole heck of a lot of prep time in game situations. I still find it odd. I'm open to new things. I'm happy to see Rodgers and the crew out there on Thursday night, sans a single snap in the preseason and how it all goes. But yeah, the days of the third preseason game being the dress rehearsal, that's all gone. That's done. It ain't ever coming back. Practice. We're talking about practice. let's see. Summers the new Matthews in the future. Oh wow, that's a bit of a jump, man. Let's see him make some tackles first in a live game. Top three reasons we need to do. William, I think you mistyped that. Top three reasons, or what they need to do to win on Thursday. Take care of the football. Keep Aaron Rodgers upright. Create turnovers. How's that? I'll be happy Thursday if the receivers get separation and Rodgers gets the ball out in a timely manner. Yeah, Dylan, I think more than anything, I want to see the operation on offense in a crisp, timely manner. We all got frustrated last year, immortalized in the clip of me tearing apart Packer Man during a watch party last year of the, you know, the offense continually getting down to 5, 1 second left on the play clock, Rodgers having to call a timeout, et cetera. I mean, I just want to be done with that. If we can just get in and out of the huddle, and you've heard Matt LaFleur preaching it all offseason, all camp long, all preseason, in and out of the huddle with efficiency, operating at the line of scrimmage, getting the ball, you know, snapped and the ball out of Rodgers' hands. If we can just see that rhythm and timing on offense, up tempo, it doesn't even have to be hurry up, but like an urgency in and out of the huddle at the line of scrimmage, I'll be happy. What do the post-it notes on the monitor behind me say? You'll never know. I'm actually excited to see Davis added to the offense. LaFleur could get creative with his role. Duke, we definitely saw him prior to his injury in camp being utilized as a jet sweep guy. A lot of that, a whole bunch of that in camp. So they'll definitely get the ball in his hands a few times on Thursday night. I would suspect you'll see an end around. You'll see him utilized on one of those swing out passes after a jet motion sweep, all sorts of ways to try and get the ball in the speediest guy's hand. I want to know, will Rodgers take the check down? Patrick, we will find out. What's interesting about this offense, you know, it's not so much the thing where under McCarthy, there were lots of deep developing routes and there was a check down option that he often either eschewed or ignored or just threw someplace else or away. In this offense, a lot of the stuff he's being asked to do is to throw underneath, throw into the outlet. Sometimes those are the initial reads, the first read. So I am interested to see how much short stuff he's asked to do. All right, everyone watching, let's go ahead and like bomb this video. Cheesehead needs the love. That's my favorite comment of the night. Thank you, Jeezy Baby 43. So no Packer fans want to see Melvin Gordon in the green and gold? Drew, I don't think it's that. I think people would love to see Gordon in the green and gold, especially given his connections to the state. But I think most Packer fans are knowledgeable and they know that paying a running back the big money that Gordon wants, that's the whole reason he's become available, would be pretty silly, given that you've got Aaron Jones and you've got Aaron Rodgers, who you just paid, and the transient nature of the running back position. These guys get hurt all the time. And to pay a back, even one as good as Gordon, big time money, especially after you've just paid your quarterback, is not smart. William Thompson, thank you for the super chat. I was great in the full Monty, though you would never know it because you didn't see it. What defense gets more turnovers on Thursday? I don't know, Daniel, but whoever does probably wins the game. Everything's good. We have Packers football. That's what I'm talking about. What defense gets more turnovers? Just answer that. Try knockout on Madden, Nags. It's new. Andrew, I fear change, but I will try it just for you. Will Bulaga stay healthy all season or at least against Chicago? Duke, yes. He will stay healthy Thursday. I can't promise he'll stay healthy all season. Numbers of carries for Aaron Jones. Zach, that sounds suspiciously like a fantasy football question, but put me down for 13 carries, 4 receptions, over 100 yards total, and a touchdown. How's that? Are the Packers going to stop Mac? Carefully, Matt. Most likely by getting the ball out of Aaron's hands as fast as possible. Running at him on the zone stretch, time immemorial on the NFL and football in general, the best way to slow down a premier pass rusher is to run at him over and over and over again. I do think they'll boot away from him as much as possible and essentially stay out of third and long. That's what you can do. Now, they can't always get in the down and distance they prefer. They can't always, you know, dial up a play where he's going to be double teamed or they go away from him. There are going to be times when Brian Bulaga is going to have to man up. And to be fair, Bulaga did a pretty damn good job last year. You know, in the Chicago game, obviously, Spriggs got taken advantage of down in Chicago. But Bulaga's back. It's a tough environment. It's going to be loud. Bulaga can probably get taken advantage of with a speed rush once or twice. But for the most part, Bulaga's up to the challenge. He's much better than most Packer fans give him credit for. Vitaly's going to show Mac the Italian Stallion. That's what I'm talking about, Nicholas. I don't know what he's going to do as far as blocking Mac, but I am excited to see him get the ball in his hand and be utilized in the passing game. We saw it a bunch during camp, especially early on, and I'm ready for him to be unleashed in the regular season. I can't wait to see the second half of adjustment as opposed to just calling the same plays. You guys, McCarthy adjusted. You guys just don't give Mike any credit for anything. Defensive MVP for Thursday. Give me Savage. Whether he's 21 or 26, I think he's going to make a big play, a game-altering play. When a team scripts their offensive plays, does that literally mean they run those plays no matter what? No. It's funny because it used to in some instances. Bill Walsh kind of authored that first, and then some teams took it as gospel. And when McCarthy, it kind of evolved over time. You know, he would call it the initial thoughts or whatever. Traditionally now, though, in most teams that do it, it's down and distance based where, okay, if we're in this kind of situation, this is the run that we're going to have. If we're backed up, these are the first three or four plays we're going to call. And it's very situational. They do try to have a script to have some kind of tape and or information as far as what the defense is presenting that then the coaches like take a look at and see, okay, they reacted. We line up in this formation. We had this kind of pre-snap motion. How did they react? How did the defense kind of counter it? How did they adjust? And then they take all that information, and that's the kind of things where they try to counter it and utilize it and use it to their advantage. Doesn't always work, but that's the idea. The Bears still suck, Sean. You have laid a bear there, sir. Well said. Do you think it makes a difference if a coordinator is on the sideline or the booth? Not really. I know fans seem to prefer one way or the other. Most fans, it seems, prefer the guy on the sideline, but I don't think it matters that much. I do like the idea of Petten being able to look his guys in the eyes, and I know that's romanticized a lot, but I really don't think it means a whole lot. Who scores the Packers' first TD? Give me Vitale. Hey, Nags, is Jace on season-ending IR, or does he have a chance to come back? Jonathan, he has a chance to come back. Because he was on the initial 53-man roster and then placed on injured reserve, they can bring him back after 8 weeks. Now, once the 8 weeks is up, he's allowed to practice actually after six. And then after eight, they have the two-week window where they can choose to activate him or shut him down for the rest of the year. But yes, as of right now, he has it's the possibility does exist that they could bring him back. Matt, I'm glad you said that. You know, folks, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, it's not too late. It's still only Tuesday. The game is Thursday. Plenty of time to book your tickets. If you wanted to go to Chicago, get tickets for the game. They're still available. Now, I know. I hear you. Aaron, how is that possible? How could I do that? I'll tell you what. You go to cheeseheadtv.com. You look for the link to Ticket King. It's right there on the right side of the website. Pretty much every page. Ticket King. They have all your Packers tickets needs taken care of. All the regular season games. Hell, if they get to the postseason, they'll have those games for you, both home and away. They're located physically right across from Lambeau Field. They've been doing this since 1992. You can do it anywhere in the world. Book your plane tickets, get to Chicago, go see the game Thursday night, and do it through Ticket King at cheeseheadtv.com. What's the difference between a Fangio and a Pagano defense? That's a really good question. I think the biggest overall difference is Pagano isn't quite as patient as Vic Fangio. Fangio, he was very judicious, and is very judicious in when and where he decides to bring pressure, more than four. Whereas Pagano will start to bring more and more guys as the game goes on. That's not always, but that is kind of his MO. And that's not we're falling behind, I got to rush the passer. It's just how he operates. And Fangio did a really good job of only rushing four. Obviously, it helps when you've got Mack and Hicks and, you know, guys who can really be disruptive when you're only rushing four. But he was very, very patient when it came to whether he was sending a blitz at just the right time, knowing what the tendencies were of his opponent and when to call that blitz. Pagano is very much more, you don't really know exactly when the pressure is coming because he calls it a bit more, but you'll definitely see more pressure looks, pressure calls from Pagano than you did from Fangio. I need a solid game this Thursday so I don't start drinking again, Nags. Brandy, just start drinking now. How's that? I don't know. I can't help you. I'll be drinking. Hit those like buttons, everyone. Yeah, Daniel, you got the right idea there. Huber really got under LaFleur's skin. Was his reaction called for? Duke, it wasn't about Huber. I've seen a lot of people going after Huber today, and that's not it. It wasn't Bill that made that happen. It was the fact that there were literally three questions within 5 minutes about the audible thing. And this is after an entire spring, an entire summer being asked about the audible thing. I think it's totally within his rights, LaFleur's rights, to get a little bit kind of sick of it, right? So that's, to me, he was not, it was not uncalled for at all. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. Please subscribe to Cheesehead TV on YouTube. I'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, check out everything we're doing at cheeseheadtv.com. Thanks so much, everybody. I can't believe there are literally 420 people here. Thanks so much. Go Pack Go. Talk to you guys tomorrow.